There's no escape. Roll call. Warning. Birds. Bells. Tube running. Postman coming. And then... curtains. There she is.
Final call for roll call.
But then she goes. Rush hour. Slush hour. Children heading to school. Babies in buggies. So many lives. So many choices. I can't keep up. I must hold on. The sun burning, school kids playing, clouds coming, rain falling, a squirrel on a tree, a dog on a leash, crows on the rooftop, school kids coming home, then rush hour again. I must hold on. Lights on. Look. There she is. Curtains. Closed. Night. Lockdown. Moths battering the street lamp. A fox looking spooked. A dog barks. There's no escape. I can't keep up. I must hold on. Nothing makes sense. The only thing that makes sense is you.
He's wearing that fleece I bought him for his birthday. How long has he been here so far today?
Nearly 10 hours. At least he's warm and we know he's safe. Do you know what's in the backpack?
Books and CDs. He once told me he planned to jump off Hammersmith Bridge with them to help him drown.
We're 10 miles away from any river and there's no indication of self-harm. More coffee?
It's heartbreaking seeing him like this.
I know. I'm sorry, Shuddy.
How long has he been coming here?
4 weeks now. We usually get a car here for the night shift.
I know you don't like him. You don't really know him. But for all of his obvious faults, Frank was a man of action, a doer, a force of nature. And to watch him standing on a street corner, a shadow of his former self, catatonic, I can't bear it.
He's not catatonic. He moves off whenever Aisha comes out or when the police guard turns up.
Well, can't you put a car outside for longer?
I can't justify the cost. He's not a threat. He's her father.
But look at him. The scraggly beard, shabby clothing. He's lost so much weight. And there's a cold snap coming. He could catch pneumonia.
You've got to persuade him to seek psychiatric help.
I've tried. Jeff's tried. Everyone's tried. He won't listen. But he never did. That's the strength of his personality. What kept him going over 30 years in prison. He's so heavily defended. Now it's his curse. He's locked in. And the longer he stays like this, the worse the prognosis.
Here. Oh, you smeared your mascara.
You know, there's only one person who can help get Frank out of this hole.
I know. They're expecting us. There's a side gate we can use so he won't see. Ready?
Look, I've done everything I can. Tried to invite him in, bring him tea and biscuits, but every time I open the front door, he just backs off. There's only so much I can physically do.
What's going on in his head?
Well, two things. Two things in huge conflict. He cares for his daughter more than anything in the world, but he's too ashamed to meet her. He wants to protect her.
He doesn't know about the panic buttons and the CCTV.
But he also wants to protect you from himself. That's the contradiction he's playing out every day by standing on the corner outside your house.
But he's so changed. This crisis happened so quickly. Do you know what provoked it?
We're not sure. It might have something to do with meeting the mother of his second murder victim.
Oh. We've tried to talk to him, but he just closes up.
Look, I'm very sorry to hear that your friend has mental health issues, but...
He's not just their friend, he's my father.
The father you've never met.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you're due to be a mother. And you've been told by the obstetrics consultant to take more bed rest.
Sorry to hear that.
It's just a bit of bleeding, but the baby is constantly monitored only a month to go.
This just adds to the stress, Aisha. It's hard enough getting her to spend most of the days lying down.
We've run out of box sets. I'm even going back to old episodes of Friends. That's how desperate I am. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about Frank.
Look, what if I went out there and had a word with him?
It's not advised to approach him in this state.
Are you trying to say he could be disturbed? Dangerous?
He's never met you. He might get confused.
What, a confused man with Frank's criminal record? That's a toxic combination.
Oh, come on, Conrad. That all happened 25 years ago.
Do people really change that much in his age?
We've talked about this. The rehabilitation of offenders. His convictions are spent.
A guy who murdered two people hanging around outside our house. You can't blame me for being cautious.
No one's blaming you for anything.
Our baby has got to be the priority. What if he's hallucinating? Hmm? He might mistake me or some random passerby as a threat, and then anything could happen.
Oh, we are monitoring the situation and we do have other options.
Yeah? Yeah, like what?
Well, under Section 136 of the Mental Health Act, we can remove Frank to a place of safety if he appears to be suffering from a mental disorder in a public place.
The problem is, an arrest would mean Frank was in breach of his licence and liable to be returned to prison indefinitely.
No, nobody wants that. I just wish I could do something to help him.
Shh, don't let this stress you out.
You're not helping de-stress me, Conrad.
We all agree that this can't go on for much longer.
What started this off, Jeff? Frank's in his 50s. People don't just have a mental health crisis out of the blue.
Well, maybe he had episodes before in prison. Mm. Happens all the time. People try to hide it by self-medicating with grass and spice.
Is he back on the weed?
I don't think so. I've never smelt it.
Then what else could have triggered it?
I wish I knew. One morning I woke up and heard him muttering. I thought he was talking in his sleep again, but he was in the bathroom, talking to the mirror about killing himself.
Is he suicidal? Right, you should tell someone.
No, he wasn't saying he was going to kill himself. He was saying he'd already killed himself. Big difference. Then I heard a crack and a yell and I forced open the door. He'd punched the mirror, hard enough to break it and cut his knuckles. I asked what was he doing and he said everything is backwards.
Everything is backwards? What does that even mean?
Well, now he acts like he's in prison. He's asking about cleaning roaches and waiting for deliveries of canteen. I mean, I know my flat's pokey.
How does he square that with going out all day and hanging round outside Aisha's house?
He's got a reason for everything. He says it's a Cat D prison and he's on day relief. Oh, here he comes. Right, don't be disturbed if you walk in backwards.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
What are you doing here?
It's a nice welcome. Aren't you happy to see me?
Visitors hours are 2 to 6.
Oh, not the governor made an exception.
See? I always told you I was exceptional.
You didn't see anybody follow me in?
No.
Safer if you take off your shoes.
I'm making shepherd's pie.
Hey, look. As promised, I bought a copy of my EP. It's called Streetophilia, see? Credited on the back.
Metaphors. Don't trust them. They're dangerous. And music, too.
How is music dangerous?
It's trying to control what you feel, what to think.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. Look what happened to Prince. Look what they did to my hands.
Ouch. Nasty cuts. What happened?
I was in a fight. In the recreation area. It was self-defense. They cut my eyelashes. Burnt off my face. And then they removed my tattoo. See?
I don't remember you ever having a tattoo.
Sorry. That was someone else. That was him. But it's not funny. I saw the doctor writing a death certificate.
It was just your statins prescription.
I don't want any pills. They make me feel like a wasp in a jam jar. I've got an escape plan, but they'll never let me leave this place alive.
I'll get you out. Yeah. We'll both escape together, go on the run. Remember how we met that way?
I love you, homeless girl, but you're just visiting my world. I have to live here. Good night.
It's okay. You did well.
Did you not see? He had leaves in his hair and in his beard.
He's fine. He's quiet. He's safe. He'll spend the next hour or two in the bathroom. There's only one problem.
What's that?
He spends so long in there and I have to pee in a bottle.
Oh. I miss him. Even the bad jokes and the mofo attitude. I miss him so much.
We'll get him through this, shall we? You've got to believe that. We'll get Frank back. All quiet on the Western Front. He's in the bathroom.
Another day in paradise. Bernice, this is Sharla, a friend of Frank's.
Hi, heard a lot about you. Thanks for standing by Frank.
I'm not doing anything.
Just by being here, you're helping.
How's the album going?
EP. It doesn't matter.
You're a musician?
Not really.
Singer-songwriter. Don't be modest.
Yeah, I've heard your music. It's great. Lots of attitude.
No one else seems to think so. Hardly any downloads.
You just have to spread the word.
We've run out of money. Anyway, it's not important.
I thought your landlord was funding it.
One of his buy-to-lets got trashed by a tenant. The other has dry rot. He can't afford it anymore. I've got to start earning money again to pay the rent.
Well, maybe we can get you some work.
Look, it doesn't matter. Forget about me. What are you going to do about Frank?
Listen to it.
Sounds just like he does when he talks in his sleep.
Like he's in a dream world.
A nightmare, more like.
Not always. One of our forensic psychiatrists, she suffered psychosis as a teenager. Often that was scary, but sometimes it was beautiful, she said. And part of her wanted to stay in that world.
I just want Frank back.
The first thing is to get him to see a psychiatrist and get some kind of basic diagnosis.
You're a police officer. You could just get him arrested right now if you wanted.
He'd end up in the nick.
Well, at least then he'd see a shrink.
Is that what you really want, Jeff? Using prison as a psychiatric holding pen? I thought that's what we spent the last few years fighting against.
Do you think I care about mission statements when my best friend's in distress?
Oh, please stop it, both of you. You know he can hear us.
Charla's right. We're all on the same side. And for Frank's sakes, we've got to pull it together. Jeff, when he goes out for the day, is there anyone else he talks to?
I followed him once. He went to Peckham. Some blast from the past, I guess.
Peckham? So that's it?
What's in Peckham?
We'd better tell him, Bernice.
Nicole Hopcroft lives in Peckham.
Who's she?
Mother of Frank's second victim. Rival gang member he stabbed in Brixton.
Frank met her a month ago. I think he was inspired by our restorative justice project.
Well, that's exactly when he went off the rails. Why didn't you tell us? I thought restorative justice is supposed to help people, not send them over the edge.
Well, it makes you confront your past. That can be traumatic for some people.
Yeah, well, it seems to have blown Frank's mind. You've got to take some responsibility for that.
No, I can't bear this. Ego trips and blame games. It is not about you guys, it's about Frank.
Look, Charlotte, come on, don't go.
Nobody is facing reality. He's broken and none of you know how to put him back together.
Maybe you should go after her.
What if she's right now? If the shock of facing the family of one of his victims pushed him over the edge, then maybe another meeting can pull him back. Did he ever get in contact with the family of his first victim, the undercover cop he shot in Ladbroke Grove?
Frank did make some initial inquiries about him.
Any surviving family?
Well, O'Hanlon has a younger brother.
I really don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
You really want to remind everyone Frank's a cop killer? He could find himself getting regular visits from the old Bill.
You're kidding. They'd hold a grudge for this long.
When a police officer loses their life in the line of duty, we don't forget. We're a clan. That's how we support each other.
It's coming out.
All right, you two better go too. Come on.
Okay. Keep us posted, yeah?
Yeah.
Her voices.
What did they tell you? Batman isn't real. Don't eat shepherd's pie because it's full of shepherds.
You stop it with the metaphors. What's that smell? Aqua di Parma?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Be careful, that milk might be off. Why don't you eat a proper meal?
This isn't me, you know.
I know it isn't you.
Then what the hell are you doing talking to me?
That's the thing. Plants don't need to be looked at. Flowers, they like to be looked at because they're cut.
Mm.
They can only show off. But plants are still growing and they need to be talked to. They like the sound of a voice. They say it's the carbon dioxide in your breath.
They must get lots from you. It's like a jungle in here.
The only good thing about cataracts is that you don't have to take things at face value, if you know what I mean. Your face, for example. I can't really see it. I don't really know if you're shaven or unshaven, if you have red eyes from too little sleep or too much drink. So I listen to your voice instead. and your voice comes from inside, if you see what I'm saying. You get the whole thing, you can hear the whole body, and I can tell you, you need a bit of feeding up. Are you sure you don't want any of the cook-up with pigtail? My niece made it.
No, thanks.
How about some metton with fried fish? I cooked that myself.
No, I can't afford it.
It's free.
I can't afford to put on weight. I've got to get thinner.
Why? You need a good woman, Frank, and a good woman like big, strong man.
I've got to be thin enough so I slip through the bars and escape.
You can escape here. No problem. You've been running around up and down. Take a holiday in your mind. It's one of the things you can do better when your eyesight goes. Sometimes I pretend that I'm on a desert island in the Caribbean and I sail away. So why don't we both pretend it's a desert island? Can you feel the sun on your face? The sand between your toes? Go on, breathe in. Deep breaths. You can smell the surf.
Aisha lives near a churchyard. When I wait outside her house, I can smell death.
What does death smell like?
Like wet leaves.
Oh, that's not death. It's just autumn. I love autumn. Smell of bonfires and fireworks.
All I can smell is wet leaves.
Are you seeing jumbies?
Jumbos?
Ghosts. You Jamaicans call them duppies. That's why you have to leave your shoes by the door. The jumbies have no feet. So when they try to come in to take your soul, they spend all their time trying to put their shoes on and get confused.
I'm confused.
With these jumbies? Ghosts? Do you ever see Neville and Wayne? Do you think my sons are following you around?
Maybe they're trying to kill my daughter. A life for a life.
No. Wayne will never hurt anyone. He was a man of peace. And Neville, he'd never touch a woman.
I can stop them. They could take me instead. Where are my trainers?
Where you left them, by the door. If you see them again, you tell Wayne and Neville their mother says to leave you alone. They can come here and bother me instead.
I'll let them know.
And remember, if you don't want them following you into your house, walk in the door backwards.
This place is haunted too, you know.
By who?
By me.
You're not a ghost, Frank. Yeah. Are you sure you don't want some of the cook-up to take home?
That's what they use. It all makes sense. A life for a life. Wheels of fortune, karma. But I'm not having it. Take me. I'm the one to blame. Just don't touch my daughter.
Sorry.
So you should be. It's got nothing to do with her. Leave her alone.
Okay, I'm a police officer. It's all under control. There you are, Frank. Want a lift?
Are you following me?
No, I was looking for you.
How did you know I was here? Traffic cameras?
No, you always come since... Remember I drove you home the first time?
Why are you protecting my daughter? That's your job, not following me.
That's why I'm here. You'd better get in the car. Aisha's been taken to hospital.
What's wrong with Aisha? Did the jumbies hurt her?
The jump? No. Complications with the pregnancy. They just want to keep her overnight for observation.
Aisha doesn't need observation. She needs protection.
They got a secure wing and some good private security. She's safe.
Well, if she leaves her shoes at the door and walks in backwards, that'll confuse him. Where's the hospital?
About 5 minutes away if the traffic on the bridge keeps moving.
Old Man River. You don't say nothing because you don't know nothing.
You want the radio on?
No music. They're just trying to control your feelings.
Oh, completely agree. These days, everything has been turned into Muzak or marketing a mood enhancement. I can only really listen to live music these days. Hey, I heard you were a big jazz fan. You, me and Shuddy should go to Ronnie Scott sometime.
When I'm better.
You don't feel well?
You know what I'm talking about.
Maybe you'll have to explain.
I saw my face the other side of the mirror and everything went backwards.
Interesting perspective.
I may have lost the plot, Bernice, but I'm not completely bonkers.
Cyclists! They are a menace! That was a red!
Pedestrians are vulnerable to cyclists. The cyclists are vulnerable to cars. Swings and roundabouts.
Just wish they wouldn't use their vulnerability so aggressively.
Swings, roundabouts. I prefer the mood swings. Instead, I'm roundabouting. Round and round. like a video in a loop. It would be funny, like Groundhog Day, but it isn't. I'm turning to dust.
I don't want to pry, and I'm not qualified to give professional help, but things seemed to go wrong when you met Mrs. Hopcroft, the mother of your second victim.
I chose the wrong day in the calendar. They put the clocks back. I was Neville. Neville was me. That's the truth. And now I'm in a hole. A hole of my own making. Buried alive.
What will help you get out of this hole?
There is one woman who can save me, but she doesn't want to know.
Come on, Frank. We've told you time and time again. Aisha has said she'd really like to meet you.
Well, I'm not talking about my daughter.
Oh, another woman?
Hmm.
Who? Your former girlfriend. What was her name?
Gloria. Nah, not her. Someone else.
Is it someone I know?
Kind of.
Oh, you better not tell me then.
I better not tell you because I know you wouldn't like it.
Sounds interesting.
Because that woman is you.
Good thing about a warrant card. I didn't have to worry about hospital parking.
Did you hear what I said? The woman I love is you.
I did hear, but I decided to ignore it.
I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind. Help me, Bernice, please.
I'm very flattered, Frank, but you know this, I'm gay.
You can always pretend I'm a woman. I'll pretend you're not a police officer. You think I'm delusional, but this is so real. I can see our future, Bernice. We'd be such a great couple.
With your expertise, think of all the crimes you could help me solve.
With your expertise, think of all the crimes we could commit.
I don't get you. Frank, sometimes you're present like this, sometimes you're completely absent.
I'm on the run, Bernice. I've always been on the run. A fugitive from justice. And now the past is catching up.
Well, we're at the hospital now.
Well.
No getting away from that.
I'm
not going to the EMI ward. I told you I hate music.
We're going to the hospital birth centre. Detective Chief Superintendent Bernice Raven, we're looking for Aisha Davis. She has a visitor.
Just a moment. Yes, she's in the Vera Brittain ward, fourth floor.
Thanks.
Roll call. Canteen at 9.
Lifts are over here.
Press 1 for general surgery. 2 for EMI.
Don't make me press 4 too.
3 for cardiovascular.
EMI means elderly and mentally infirm, Frank. Nothing to do with the music label.
Of course, that's what you would tell an old and mentally infirm person, isn't it? Very clever.
I can't win.
I do really love you, you know. Why don't you just accept the inevitable? You and I were made to be.
Made to be friends. Think of all the screwed up children we would have.
They'd be superheroes with amazing forensic and criminal powers.
Hospital
this way. There's someone I need you to meet.
What's going on? I thought I was seeing Aisha.
I'll check she's ready. Just make yourself comfortable in there. I'll be back as soon as I have any news.
Evening.
Afternoon.
If only we could smoke cigars and pace around, like in the movies. As far as I see it, women get the easy bit with childbirth, hot water and towels. They're allowed to scream and shout and take all kinds of drugs while we have to sit and bite our nails.
That's one way of looking at it.
Oh, you're from over the water, are you?
Belfast.
Belfast. Fast bells. I'll keep on hearing bells. You're waiting for the stork to deliver a baby.
I'm not so sure about the whole stork thing.
I haven't seen storks, but I have seen giant cranes. You have to dress up as a crane when you feed them or they fall in love with you. And that's not really a viable relationship. A bit like me and Bernice. And Gloria.
What are you here for? Waiting for some kind of delivery too?
My daughter. There are complications. Mind you, that's my life, my love, my Tinder profile. It's complicated.
Isn't it just?
I'll tell you what isn't just. This vending machine has swallowed my money. Hand it over, you bastard! Stand and deliver! There you go. Bit of violence never hurt anyone.
Machines. They're taking over the world. Driverless cars. What next? driverless economy.
So what are you doing here? Daughter, son?
Brother, actually.
Well, you can't be pregnant, except with silence. Otherwise, a miracle of science.
Sadly, science couldn't help him.
Why is that?
Dead on arrival.
A miracle of silence, then. I'm sorry, how impolite. I'm Frank. Frank what? You may ask yourself what, why, when, and how. But it's what Frank. Frank by name and what by nature.
Pleased to meet you. Jerry. Jerry O'Hanlon.
It's crazy. I'm crazy. I lost my phone, but I still hear ringing.
Do you ever hear voices?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? Yes, I hear voices sometimes. When I'm about to fall asleep, my mother's mainly, but that doesn't make me schizophrenic. Everyone hears voices sometimes.
That's true. I hear my mother's voice too, usually telling me off. And my brother's, encouraging me. The difference is, I know they're not real.
Hold on. Don't tell me. Are you a doctor?
You could say that.
Bloody Bernice and Shuddy, this is a setup. I told them I didn't want to see a shrink.
I'm not that kind of doctor. PhD, Doctor of Philosophy.
What did you say your name was?
Jerry. Jerry O'Hanlon.
What kind of philosophy do you doctor?
I'm a reader now, in Cambridge. Criminology and psychology.
Blimey, welcome to the club. I've got 2 degrees in both. Small world.
Unless you have to cut the grass.
O'Hanlon? Hold on. I know that name, O'Hanlon. Maybe I read one of your books during my prison degree.
My older brother worked for the RUC. Was assigned to CO13, the undercover unit, in the mid-80s. His name was Garth.
Garth O'Hanlon.
He was on undercover duties in May 1986 in Ladbroke Grove when he was compromised and shot by a local gang enforcer. The enforcer was called Frank, too. Ever heard of him?
Yeah. Nice piece of work. I'd steer clear.
I'm not so sure it's as simple as that. I hear Frank had a tough background. Lost his dad when he was 10. Then, as a young black man in Ladbroke Grove in the 80s...
I don't know this, Frank. But for the record and avoidance of all doubt, Frank might have had no choice about his background, but he did have a choice whether to kill 2 people.
Fair enough. Though I'm sure if you could talk to him now, he'd admit he's regretted it every day of his life ever since. I had a choice when Garth was shot dead. We were very close. But he never told me about his work. I had no idea about the undercover stuff. If I'd have known he was in such danger, I would have called him more often. Spent more time with him. I regret that more than anything. I was so angry at myself. I went off the rails a bit. Trying to catch lost time, I suppose.
Time. I've been doing time all my life.
But then I realised. I couldn't turn back the clock. It was driving me mad, going back over what I should have done, could have done in the past. And it meant that I couldn't live in the present. Or have any kind of a future.
I wish I could change everything.
Are you sure? I mean, have you thought it through? You can't separate the good and the bad like that. For example, I met the mother of my kids at Garth's funeral. If Garth hadn't have been killed, I wouldn't have got married to Eileen and have 2 lovely daughters. One's training to be a doctor, save cancer patients. The other's an ocean biologist, saving the world. Now, how can I regret that? My brother's death changed my life, for bad and for good. I even found my vocation. Instead of architecture, I went back to university and I studied criminology and law in order to understand people like the man who killed Garth.
Like a cancer. You have to identify it, isolate it to cut it out.
No, no. You see, by then it's too late. You have to prevent it. That's the only real way to protect the victims. Stop it happening before it starts. Mm. And that means finding the offender and solving his problem. No amount of punishment and anger would bring my brother back. But to stop it happening to another family, well, to 2 families, actually, because I'm sure both were destroyed by that one act. That's been my life's work. Anyway... Call me a soppy old liberal. Well, that's just what experience has taught me. And I'm sure if I ever met Frank Watt, I'd discover he's angrier with himself than I am with him.
I'll be sure to pass on the message if I ever see him.
Tell him something else from me, would you? He took my brother's life. He owes me and Garth something.
His life, I guess.
Absolutely. He has a moral duty now to have a proper life. He has to see his daughter, to meet his expected grandchild. He has to make up for my brother's death by living properly himself. Or else.
Or else what?
All of this would be useless, and my brother would have died in vain.
Of course I want to see him. How did you change his mind?
Well, Bernice told him you were in hospital an hour or so ago. I think that shocked him out of his state.
Are you sure he's not dangerous?
He's actually quite sweet. Sometimes he makes sense, sometimes less so. He even declared his undying love for me in the car coming over.
Barking mad, then?
Well, tell him to come quickly. I haven't got long.
I thought the baby wasn't due for weeks.
Well, they've got worries about Aisha's blood pressure. They might have to do a caesarean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. By this point, I'm just happy to get it over and done with. I want to get to know my son.
You know, it's a boy. Congratulations.
The emergency scan was a bit of a giveaway.
So go and get Frank now. He could be a grandfather any minute.
Did Frank really declare his love for you?
It has been known. Jealous?
Now, do you want me to be?
I shouldn't really, but I quite like it.
Well, what you said about the police being inward-looking, clannish, yeah. It explains a lot.
Why won't you let me in?
Do you think we could... Is that Frank?
I told him to stay in a waiting room.
I can't let you in without some ID.
Look at my face. It was all over the newspapers. I'm her father. The double murderer.
Control, we've got a 2-9 on floor 4.
Frank, it's okay.
Should he tell him who I am?
DCS Raven, special protection. It's okay. I'll take him through.
Okay, stand down. Frank. Situation resolved.
Aisha's waiting to see you.
Where is she?
Private ward, this way.
Jesus, lockdown. This place is as bad as prison.
Well, at least you know the difference.
I told you he's feeling better.
Yeah. You both think you're so smart, but don't think I don't know what you're both up to. Restorative justice. Second time lucky. In this case, it worked. Luckily for you, but it could have backfired.
What is he talking about?
Maybe I spoke too soon.
There she is.
Oh, Frank. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I've got to go.
Where are you going? Cross section. Her blood pressure's dropped. I'm here. I'm finally here. Where are you taking her?
Baby, Conrad will explain. I'll catch you later.
I'm finally ready after all these years. Please let me see her. Please let me see my daughter.
Frank, you can't go in there.
What are they doing? What's happening?
We've got to go, okay? There are signs of severe fetal distress.
Oh, no. Not the baby. Don't take the baby just because I came back.
It's all right, Frank.
Look, Frank, I'm Conrad, Aisha's partner, and seriously, for all your good intentions, we really don't need this stress right now.
She's my daughter.
Just back off.
I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have come.
It's all right, Frank.
Don't take it personally, Frank. He just doesn't know you.
I'll bring death to everything I touch.
Oh, look, let's go back to the waiting room, yeah?
Yeah, I tried to outrun them, but I brought them with me. Now I have to take them out.
Oh, Frank! Oh, Frank!
I'm going to take these two.
Frank. Frank! We've got to do something. Stop him!
How long has it been in there?
Over an hour.
Do you really need 3 police officers here?
We're trying to keep this low-key, but we have to prepare for the worst. He took a pair of scissors and he's barricaded himself in.
Yeah, though God only knows how. There's no lock on the door.
All right, let's have a look. Yeah, I get it. It's an old prison trick. You bend the prongs of the fork into the latch hole, you shut the door and slip a knife through the prongs.
We could break the door down and taser him.
Electroconvulsive therapy. Bit harsh, eh? But what about Aisha? He's about to see her. Any news on the baby?
No.
Okay. Then there's only one other thing that might work. Frank! I know you can hear me. I've got some news.
Wasp in a jar. Don't lift the lid. I sting.
It's about Charla. She's gone missing. Hasn't been seen since the day before yesterday. Mm. Checked with her landlord, studio, all her friends. We're worried she's gone back on the streets. Mm. You knew her old haunts and food banks. Maybe you can help us find her.
Wow, worked.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Don't move unless I say so.
All right, Doug.
Hello, officers. If this is a welcoming committee, then I'm Snow White.
I don't see any dwarves around here.
Gentle, not mental, mate. They were just worried about you.
I'm fine. I was just having a wash and shave. Is that a criminal offence now?
No, but your hipster beard was. I'll say I won't miss it.
You cut yourself a little.
Useless scissors. Are the police here to help us find Sharla?
Yeah, that's right.
We've checked with all the local hostels and hotels. We were hoping you might help.
When did you last see her?
Day before yesterday. I was cooking shepherd's pie. Don't you remember?
No. You might not have noticed, but I've been taking a little holiday. In my mind. Has Aisha had her baby yet?
We're still waiting for news.
Jeff's got a phone. We can monitor the situation here, and we'll call you as soon as we know anything about Aisha. Why don't you both go and find Sharla?
Yeah, but there's a problem. I've slightly damaged some cutlery. And a door?
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Go, find Sharla.
Right, come on. You remember where she used to hang out, wasn't it? Somewhere near the river?
Yeah, Bankside, near the Globe Theatre.
Of course, yes, she sang about it on the EP. What was the album called again?
Ophelia Street?
Right, I'll find it on my phone.
Oh, sorry, pal. I haven't seen her. Have you got a couple of quid to help me get a hostel? It's going to be nippy the night, you know.
There you go, pal.
Oh, cheers, pal.
He's right. According to my weather app, it's going to be sub-zero this evening. So many sleeping rough these days.
It's got worse since I was here a year ago.
Half of them just got released from custody, I bet. The other half trying to get back into prison for warmth and food.
She could freeze to death if we don't find her soon.
Frank, bad news. I've double-checked. There really is no Ophelia Street in the UK, only in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Can you play the EP on your phone?
I thought music was mind control.
I don't mind 3 minutes being controlled by Sharla. I'm not that crazy. This is hopeless. She could be anywhere.
Oh, my bad. I got it wrong. It's not Ophelia Street. It's called Street Ophelia.
Who the hell is this Ophelia anyway?
What does it matter?
Try search.
All right. Here we go. Heroine of Shakespeare's Hamlet, who's driven mad when her lover, the Danish Prince Hamlet, pretends to be mad and ends up drowning in a river.
Oh, if I've driven her mad, I'll never forgive myself. Tide strong tonight. If she'd jumped in, she'd be in Tilbury by now.
You really think you drove her mad?
I don't know. Bigger question is, do you really think I was pretending to be mad?
I don't know, but more importantly, what do you think?
I think if you have to pretend to be mad, then you're really bonkers.
I recognise this place. It's Millennium Bridge. Charlotte had a bolt hole here, just down the alleyway. Come on.
Empty. We're running out of options. Have you tried calling her mobile again?
It's been unavailable for ages.
Try again. Here, give it to me. It's ringing.
Hi, Jeff. Any news?
Sharla, you're okay?
Sorry, who is this?
Good question. I've been asking myself that for weeks.
Frank.
So people tell me.
Frank, is that really you?
Well, it's me and my merry band of alter egos. Say hi to Dwayne, Neville and Garth. But the scariest hallucination of all this is this weird guy called Jeff, the Rotherham Ranger. He won't stop following me around. Can you call him off?
Oh, Frank, the bad jokes, you're back. Where are you?
Well, I'm freezing my testicles off standing by the Thames, waiting for your body to float by. Where the hell did you get to?
Well, I've had a tough few days, but not that bad.
Look, I don't know if I caused this. And I'm really sorry I disappeared for a while. I just needed to...
No. I get it. I really get it. I need to go dark off the radar sometimes. That's why I came up north, to see my gran.
Oh, she's in Scotland with her gran.
I would have told everyone, but I dropped my old phone down the loo in the station. I put messages on Facebook saying I'm okay.
Jeff, she lost her old phone down the bog.
Hey, Frank. What happened? You sound so much better. Did you get to see a doctor?
I did, yeah. But not that kind of doctor. He was a doctor of philosophy. I met the brother of the first man I killed.
Oh.
And he told me I had to live my life to make up for his. So I'm back. And you'd better come back soon.
Oh, of course. I've got a return ticket. I'll come home tomorrow.
We'll probably be at the hospital waiting for news on Aisha.
Okay. Speak soon. And... I love you, Frank.
I love you too.
What the brother said, the doctor of philosophy. That's incredible, Frank.
Yeah. Let's get back to the hospital.
You can come and see him now. Don't be surprised at the ultraviolet light. Because he's 4 weeks premature, we use it to prevent jaundice. But his lungs are fully developed, as you will hear, so there's no need for intubation.
What about Aisha?
Well, she's still under intensive care, I'm afraid. We'll let you know more of her condition as soon as we can. Are you ready? You'll need a face mask.
Thank you. Oh, I can't believe this. Feels like a dream.
Not a dream. What is it?
I'll get some more coffee for when you come out.
Maybe something stronger. Might need it. Wet the baby's head.
No alcohol in hospital, I'm afraid.
Shuni, your girlfriend is like the one who makes everyone miss the party because she's got to pick up a dandruff prescription.
Oi.
But other than that, she's a keeper.
I know. So hands off. Now go on. Get in there.
He gets to see the grandson. Amazing.
Mm. He sounds like a chip off the old block.
Redemption. Beautiful thing to see.
Mm. It's funny, isn't it? All the stories of people being redeemed are about men.
They've got a lot to be redeemed for.
Harder to forgive women, I suppose.
Speak for yourself.
No. I forgive everything.
Look at him. A day ago, we thought we'd lost Frank for good, and now? Got to give it to you two, though. That meeting with the brother was a stroke of genius.
What meeting? With what brother?
The brother of the undercover cop, the doctor of philosophy. He told Frank he had a duty to live his life to the full for the life he'd taken.
I'm sorry, Jeff. We organised no meeting.
And the brother concerned lives in New Zealand.
What? Really? Then, or was another hallucination, part of his psychosis?
Does it matter? Look at him now.
Mm. And just because it isn't real, doesn't mean it isn't true.
And I promise, cross my heart, hope to die, I'll be around this time to help in whatever way I can, in a way I couldn't be for your mother. You see, it's my second chance. You've given me a second chance. I'll try not to get in the way, but I'll also never back off and hurt you. You see, the thing is, you've saved me, little man. Yes. You don't know this yet, but in some weird way, you've given birth to me. Thanks to you, I can live again.
In part three of Day Release by Peter Jukes, Frank Watt was played by Lenny Henry. Jeff was played by Ralph Einstein, Sharla by Carla Crome, and Shudi by Divya Mir. Bernice was played by Janet Kumar, Nicole by Cecilia Noble, Aisha by Petra Letang, Conrad Harville by Don Gillet, and Jerry O'Hanlon by Gerard Horan. Other parts were played by Rupert Holiday Evans, Taylor Kovacevic Ebong, Neil McCall, Isabella Inchbold, Abby Andrews, and Ellie Darvill. The director was Mary Pete.